when you talk to me, that's mine.
Yeah.
Talk to some other boys, it might be something else.
Tough test this week, obviously, in the run game.
Oh, yeah. Tough test, but I'm really looking forward to it.
First couple
of
games,
it's
a little bit of a struggle. You guys have been pretty solid.
We're just playing the scene, man. We're just getting used to it. Everybody getting comfortable with each other, trusting each other, knowing where to be and being there. That's pretty much it. We just take care of our responsibilities. And the scheme is a great scheme. Coach Capel have us in. And we're just playing ball, man. We got a lot of players, and it's like we're coming together.
Maybe that's been a pretty steady improvement? Or
yes, it's been improving gradually over the years. We're getting better and better.
It's kind of a starting point for everything. What you guys
do defense. Yes, our starting point is we got to win first down, stop the run. And so that's what we're doing. We're making them play behind the chains. And then we get teams to do that. I feel like, you know, get them in third and long, second and long. Then that's when our pressure and blitzes and everything else work. So.
Thanks,
man. All right.
Forward to getting games with bigger stakes. I mean, they're all big, but now here we go.
Oh, yeah.
In a great position.
Playoff, I mean, this is playoffs really now, you know, it starts now. We're only playing some tough teams, and we got to win. So, just, you know, we're excited about it, man. We're ready. We think we're ready to go and play Baltimore. I mean, we got a tough schedule remaining. So, we got to get one at a time. I mean, that's living off the chart, man. Clay's been playing great ball. BJ, you know, he's coming off his ankle. He's starting to play great ball. So they're definitely helping us out.
Do you start week in and week out now, kind of looking at the playoff picture and analyzing?
Not really. Honestly, no. I mean, this season, we had a tough season. We got to win in December. So it's going to be tough. Baltimore is going to be tough, and we really can't look past that. You know, that's our goal is to make it to the playoffs. We know we got to beat Baltimore. This is a big win.
Is Rice one of the more talented backs you'll face this
year? He's pretty talented. We done played a lot of talented backs this year. And he's definitely a talented running back. He's good. He's short. He finds creases. When it looks like it's nowhere to run, he finds places to run. So it's tough. We got to play him four quarters.
And Flacco, for a second-year guy, I mean, he seemed pretty poised as a rookie. I mean, he seems to be carrying that out this year.
I mean, I'm really been impressed with the whole offense. You know, just watching him on tape, they run the ball real well, and he's throwing the ball pretty good. So, it's a tough team. Pittsburgh was number one defense last week, I believe, when they went in and did a number on them. So, yeah, we got to be ready this week.
Did you sense the guys at practice today were rested, rejuvenated after?
Oh, yeah. Fellas rejuvenated, ready to get back out on the field and play, man. Everybody's excited. You know, we got a little winning streak going, and we want to keep it going. So everybody's ready to play ball.
Ravens have a two-headed and sometimes even a three-headed monster at running back. Mm-hmm. Do the Cowboys kind of prepare you for that, for all different guys, different looks?
I mean, Minnesota prepared us for it. I mean, a lot of teams have dual threats now. They have a triple threat. But, you know, just playing those teams, we're ready for that. We're ready to see all three of them. All three of them are similar running styles anyway, so it's not like one leaves, like in Tennessee, where you have Johnson and White come in. It's not a big difference in their style.
You said it with the number one defense. I mean, the Steelers were the number one defense coming in against them last week. Do you think teams, and especially the Ravens coming in, circle that and say, okay?
Oh, I'm sure they do. I mean, I'm sure they are. They're probably going to be talking about it Wednesday, Thursday, team meeting. They're going to say, hey, Pittsburgh was number one. Look what we did to them. But we're not Pittsburgh, so we'll be ready. All right. All right.
Welcome to cold temperatures.
Oh, yeah. It's about time. I mean, it's been a while. It's been like normally the last four games are cold, and this year it hasn't been bad at all. So we need our little Lambeau advantage to come back.
You like that intimidation factor going out there, short sleeves?
I like it. I like it because I know how it felt like to come play in places like this when I went here. You hated it as a away team. You looked at it on the schedule, and you was like, oh, no. Not Green Bay in December. So, you know, we look forward to it.
What of your last five games, other than Arizona at Arizona,
mm-hmm.
is the teams you're playing are all other teams too for the most part. So,
okay.
Do you feel like you kind of...
Nowhere can be cold as Green Bay, so it still gives a slight advantage. But I mean, we look forward. We don't mind playing in the cold. Obviously, we're in Green Bay, so you know that don't really matter.
Obviously, the stretch guy, the cool weather. That just means you're getting close to playing.
Exactly. It's real football time right now. This is when teams are going to play their best and have teams separate from each other right now. And that's what we want to do. We want to get on the road.
Good time in the season to get a break and get a few days.
Oh, man, it's been the best time ever to get a break. You know, going into the last quarter of our season, that was the best break. To play that Thursday and get this rest, a lot of players are rested. You got to get away from football for a little while and get refocused, you know. We're ready to go.